Welcome back. My name is Steve, the founder of English and Go. For this week's podcast, I'm fulfilling a request from Christoph, who asked for a podcast about extreme weather events in English. Thanks for the idea, Christoph. This one's for you. Happily, Germany doesn't get too much extreme weather. But I have lived in a few places with some extreme weather, so I do have personal experience with the weather types I will be discussing today. There are many, many forms of extreme weather, far more that can be covered in one podcast, so I'm only going to talk about three today in some detail. The smallest extreme weather event that I am aware of is called a microburst. M-I-C-R-O-B-U-R-S-T. The word micro means very small, and the burst is a sudden break or a small-scale explosion. For those interested in larger explosions, please listen to podcast 24, Things That Go Boom. A microburst is where a storm system delivers a very powerful surge of wind and rain all at once in a very small area. Think of it like this. A storm is coming, but instead of the usual distribution of wind and rain that we all know, in a microburst, all of that force is concentrated in a tiny area, perhaps 1 to 3 kilometers. Sudden, very powerful gusts of wind and pouring rain can pound this area for 5 to 15 minutes. You really don't want to be in that particular place at that particular time. Microbursts have been responsible for plane crashes and also flash flooding. Keeping with thunderstorms and extreme weather we find with thunderstorms, we get to tornadoes. T-O-R-N-A-D-O-E-S, or Windhose in Deutsch. Tornadoes are like Titanic vacuum cleaners, spinning columns of rotating air that create pressure differences and roaring funnels of wind. Tornadoes are born of thunderstorm supercells and generally occur in the summertime when the land is hot but the upper atmosphere is still cold. This severe temperature variation forms supercell thunderstorms and can create wind shear, S-H-E-A-R. Wind shear is when wind moves at different speeds at different places, but those places are close together. Microbursts are also born of wind shear, but so are their big brothers. Tornadoes. Because once these crazy winds moving at different speeds and sometimes even different directions, once they merge, they form rotating columns that both reach down to the ground and up to the sky at the same time. That is the start of a tornado. The winds in a tornado are incredibly strong. They can lift up trees, trucks, and in the most extreme cases, even train engines. Tornadoes are classified by the strength of their wind speeds and the destruction they leave, which is now called the Enhanced Fujita Scale, named after Ted Fujita. It is hard for people to understand the real power of tornadoes. Consider this. An EF2 tornado means wind speeds of 178 to 217 kilometers per hour concentrated in an area about 200 meters wide. Within this area, trees will be snapped or uprooted, roofs torn off of houses, cars and small trucks picked up into the air. Remember, this is an EF2 tornado we are talking about. The scale goes up to EF5. You don't ever want to experience an EF5 tornado. What saves people in most tornadoes is the storm cellar. C-E-L-L-A-R. Keller im Deutsch. These shelters are built under the ground, with strong doors that can be locked from the inside. Tornadoes cannot go lower than the ground. They are wind, after all, so going in a storm cellar and locking the hatch will protect people from the winds, and usually most of the stuff flying around. Very rarely, tornadoes form over water, and when this happens, it's called a water spout. W-A-T-E-R-S-P-O-U-T. Heat is what usually drives extreme weather. So summer is the time for storms. Because of all that heat on the land and the cold upper air that I mentioned earlier. However, depending on where you live, there can be longer or sort of offset storm seasons. One of these areas is the western subtropics, where hurricanes come from. Like tornadoes, hurricanes, H-U-R-R-I-C-A-N-E-S, are strong rotating columns of wind. But where tornadoes are typically small and concentrated, hurricanes are gigantic and very wet. A tornado will pass by in seconds. A huge tornado will be a little slower, but generally they go by pretty quick. Whereas hurricanes last for hours. I have sat through several hurricanes. It is a very long and very noisy experience, and it lasts a really long time. Hurricanes are pretty much the heavyweights of extreme weather. They are born from heat and lots of water. Tornadoes usually form over land, but hurricanes are born over the oceans because they need all of that hot, wet air to start making trouble. Hurricane is the American word for it, but they can also be called typhoons or cyclones. These storms occur in many of the world's oceans, and they affect hundreds of millions of people every year. For this podcast, I will concentrate on Atlantic cyclones, or hurricanes, because that is what I know and what most Europeans are at least somewhat familiar with. Starting around June, hot air blows west off of Africa and into the tropics of the Atlantic Ocean. This blast of hot, dry air mixes with the warm, wet air in the tropical ocean and makes storm cells. Many of these storm cells roll along, dumping rain, and that's that. But others stay a while, and they start turning in circles because of the rotation of the Earth. They grow into what are called low-pressure depressions. Some of those move up and become tropical storms, and some of those become hurricanes. Hurricanes come in different sizes, and for these we use the Beaufort or Beaufort scale, B-E-A-U-F-O-R-T. A Category 1 hurricane will have sustained winds, that means blowing 10 minutes or longer, of over 100 kilometers an hour. These winds spin around a central low-pressure area of almost no wind. This special empty, quiet zone is called the eye of the hurricane. Hurricanes range in size from large to shockingly enormous. Now, Europe does get temperate cyclones. Think of these like the little cousins of hurricanes. And here, size really does matter, because I've seen images of hurricanes so large that they would cover almost all of Germany, a single storm the size of a country. Hurricanes are giants, and they bring huge winds, buckets of rain, and tall, booming waves called the storm surge when they make landfall. Hurricanes can also create tornadoes. Once a hurricane hits land, the air can start to shear. As we discussed before, it moves sideways at strange angles. There's different speeds, upper and lower. This is what allows hurricanes to create tornadoes once they hit the land, and they often do. Fortunately, most of the tornadoes thrown out by hurricanes are smaller in scale, F1 or maybe an F2. But it's bad enough to sit through a hurricane. Who wants to add a tornado on top of it? Like the Fujita scale, the Beaufort scale goes up to 5, with Category 5 hurricanes being titanic storms that rage for hours. They create mass flooding, they dump tons of rain, and often result in significant property destruction and loss of human life. One of my friends wrote to me what it was like to go through a Category 4 hurricane just 2 years ago. Before the hurricane arrived, they boarded up all of their windows, nailing large sheets of plywood in front to keep the glass from shattering and to prevent junk from flying through the window. They took shelter in the center of the house, far away from any doors and windows. In less than an hour, they lost power because of the damage to external power lines. And later, the air pressure drop was so intense that their ears popped. They had to sit in the dark, listening to howling winds for several hours. And when the storm was finally over, and daylight came in, and they left the house, there was junk everywhere, broken tree branches, downed trees, ripped off roof tiles, garden decorations, all kinds of things, scattered all over the streets and the houses. And half the trees that were there before the storm were gone. From above the earth, hurricanes look like fluffy pinwheels. But on the ground, they look like a disaster movie. Again, my name is Steve, the founder of English & Go, an English language teaching and consulting company based in Osnabrück, Germany. And I hope you enjoyed this short podcast about extreme weather. Please rate us at Apple Podcasts or contact us directly at englishandgo.de. If you would like to make a small donation via PayPal, please go to englishandgo.de, click the word podcasts, and then click the little coffee cup.